Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody to the Full Sport Press Podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, Aaron, on the On Deck TV network. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-Ho.
And it's your man, Coach Lop.
Weezy, producer of the show in the building. Say what's up, Weezy.
What's funny, though, man? You feel me laughing?
Nah, man. I'm just saying, you don't like the intro.
Shout out to Wayne.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wayne. Yeah. How y'all doing out there, man?
Man. It's bittersweet. Episode right here.
Yeah.
It's my guy.
All good things come to an end, though.
For sure, most definitely.
Always.
All good things supposed to come to an end, for sure.
I hope.
For sure.
If they don't, it's a problem.
Yeah. You hold on.
Most definitely.
Yeah, how's everybody's weekend?
Man, you know, it's cool, man.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
law.
That's what that is.
That law.
Shout
law.
Out to God.
Lord what's, have mercy.
What's up, Weezy? How's your weekend, dog?
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
It's pretty good.
What about you, Coach Lock?
Man, it was just chill, man.
Yeah.
Didn't do nothing. Chilled out.
Shit, that was cold this weekend.
It was cold this weekend.
So keep my sinuses.
Feel what I'm saying? Here we go. Right side of my face. Feel like I got punched by Mike Tyson.
Can't feel my face.
Nah, right side. But
that ain't nothing.
We gonna make it, though.
You got to.
Jadakiss
words. Gotta make it. You gotta make it. Now, make sure you check out the network website.
Yeah.
OnDeckTVNetwork.com to see all things related to the network. And check out the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with Animal Brown and Spike Lou every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. The latest show is up. The rap bracket is the wrap up of the championship.
Yeah.
The final four they talked about.
Spoiler alert.
Nah, I'm not going to give it out.
Okay.
Not going to get a spoiler alert out.
Okay.
Not going to tell them who wins.
Don't tell them.
Nah.
Don't tell them.
They got to listen.
Don't tell them.
That's right.
The Ladies Room Podcast. You can check out Rizzo and Anne Marie to find out what the ladies are really talking about in the Ladies
doing?
Room. You can catch up on past episodes of our Ladies
what
Room
up,
Podcast
Marie?
On IG.
How you doing?
And... Facebook.
Shout out to Rizzo and Marie. I'm coming to New York. I promise you I am.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if you get to New York?
Oh, they can put the purses up.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
It's on the house.
I always have been on the house when I touch
on
down.
You.
I always have been. Put your purses up. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you roll.
Stay with me tonight.
Trick Daddy Dollar.
T-double-D. Now make sure you tweet us with questions during the show at Full Sport Press on IG, the Twitter page, or the Facebook page.
Most definitely.
And let us know about the show.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Yep.
Like.
Rate.
Tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Comment.
And tell her friend.
To talk to us.
Please.
Let us know what you think.
Most definitely.
Now coming up on the show today, we'll discuss the hottest sports news of the past week. And as usual, we will analyze... and give out the career of the great Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe Bean Bryant.
That's your man.
The GOAT.
The best to ever do it to you.
The GOAT.
Junior.
The GOAT.
Junior.
The GOAT.
We'll talk about it.
Most definitely.
And Weezy. You got a cold, cold question for the people.
Because he is Cole Bryant.
Let the people
I got a poll question.
Read the poll question for the people.
I got the cold question right here. With Kobe Bryant retiring, which shooting guard has the best chance to fill his shoes? Paul George from the Pacers, Jimmy Butler from the Bulls, Klay Thompson from the Warriors, James Harden from the Rockets.
Is it Jameis or James?
I said James, man.
No, you said Jameis.
No, I
but didn't. It's all G.
I ain't say James. I promise.
Kobe Bryant, appreciate that. So, Kobe Bryant, when he was at his peak,
mm-hmm.
he was the best two-guard.
Yeah.
In the NBA, the best two-way player. Mm-hmm. Period. Mm-hmm. So who has the best chance out of those guys? You know, James Harden plays no defense.
No, Nate Daniel.
Jimmy Butler's going. He definitely. He's on the way. Two-way player, but you have to kind of look at it now. Can they win in Chicago?
I don't think so.
And the same thing with your main man, Paul George. Can they win in Indiana?
That's the question.
It's going to be rough. So Klay Thompson is set up to be the best, and I don't think he gets enough credit for his defense.
No, he don't.
Yeah, but
he does a little more.
Yeah, but he's definitely a way better defender. But I think it's a shadow of Steph Curry that will ultimately be his demise, as it was Kobe's, because people don't realize how great Kobe was, you know, between 96 and 2003, with Shaq, you know,
he was pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll get to it, for sure.
Real quick, before we move on, just one little question. Is Derrick Rose completely done?
No. He will never be the Derrick Rose MVP. For him to say he's done, he's not done.
I never thought I would see the day.
Can he still lead a team in scoring? Oof.
I don't know.
Not
with Jimmy Butler, though, he can't. I never thought I'd see the day where in the crunch time of a Chicago Bulls game with Derrick Rose on the team and Jimmy Butler on the team, Jimmy Butler is the man that has the ball in his hands to win the game.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see that.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's one of those fall-offs. Not necessarily fall-offs because it's injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But it's untimely. It's disheartening. Kind of like Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
It hurt me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But
I just don't want to see him finish his career out like a Mara Stoudemire or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just
that's what's going to happen. Yeah, you're going to see that.
That's what's going to happen.
I'd rather him quit playing.
Yeah.
Because it's just not right.
It's over with.
Yeah, it's definitely over with. Cancel that.
Well, y'all ready to start the first half?
Let's do it.
And the first half is underway.
All right, in the first half, as usual, we bring you the hottest sports news of the past week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start off this week with a guess statement.
Yeah, man.
He won.
That don't even make sense.
I don't even understand how he did it. Anima Brown, on Deck's own, won the NCAA FSP Bracket Challenge. I have no idea. But you know what? I do know how. I'm going to tell you why I know how.
Right.
It's always somebody that don't know anything about college basketball that wins these brackets.
Yeah, go ahead and press the button, Weez. Let him get his speech off, man.
Hey, man, what's good? It's your man, Animal Brown, checking in from the On Deck TV podcast, winner of the 2016 FSP March Madness bracket. I'm going to keep this short and to the point. I need to thank three people for this W right here. Me, myself, and I, okay? That's it. Me. I'm a beast. I do this, whether it's music, whether it's sports, whether it's movies, whether it's entertainment. Look, anything in life, okay? Anything under the umbrella of life, I do it. I'm a beast. I didn't watch one college basketball game all year. Why? Because college basketball is garbage, okay? But I did the bracket anyway. Pick the champion. This is light work. I can do this in my sleep. I'll see y'all next year in 2017, and I'll be back to back. That's simple. Thank you to me. Peace.
Now, like I said, every time it's somebody that has no clue wins these brackets.
That's Farfik Nugent. He didn't even know that Villanova had won.
No, he didn't. And that's why it doesn't surprise me.
It's disgusting.
You get no credit.
He don't watch college football or college basketball.
That lets me know. He should be disqualified.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be able to participate.
No, we ain't going to
say
that.
You didn't even fill out a bracket.
We're not going to say that.
Gee, that's why. I wonder why you going to say that.
No, I'm just saying that man won a challenge.
No, he didn't win the challenge. I won the challenge. I had the most correct picks.
No, you didn't.
I had the most correct picks.
No, you didn't.
That is the part that I think should be the winner. Can I get my speech off?
No.
Can I get my speech off?
No.
I won.
No, you didn't.
I had the most correct picks.
No, you didn't.
That's what it's all about. The most correct picks. But he had the most points.
You better not take no speech. I'm going to start singing hymns over here.
Uh-oh, Lord have mercy.
So, I would like to. Shout out to Amber Brown. Big win. Bullshit win, but a win nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
Most definitely. Let's move on to Twitter. Now, Twitter Incorporated just did its first broadcast deal, and it's a big one. The company will stream 10 Thursday night football games starting the 2016 season, a package that costs the service around $10 million, according to a source familiar with the situation. Now, the Twitter bid for the package against a slate of heavyweights include Verizon, Yahoo, and Amazon. At around $1 million per game, Twitter's paying a small fraction of what the going rate or the market rate should be. Yahoo paid $17 million to stream a single game from London, which was played at 9:30 a.m. New York time this time last year. So is this a win for Twitter Incorporated?
Yeah. I don't see how it can't be considered one.
Yeah.
Me personally, I love football, but I'm not watching a football game on my phone.
Well, the thing is, it's more of a situation where they can use it for people that are, you know, on the go or working late night, you know, just
in
on
the
Twitter.
Airport or something like that.
Yeah, most definitely. But you got to look at it. CBS closed the deal $45 million for 5 Thursday night game contests for 2016 and 17, and they only paid $10 million to stream the game. So,
that's a win. Is Twitter the grandmaster of all social media?
It's the OG. I say Facebook is the OG.
I don't know. Nah.
Facebook is the OG.
Nah, I think of Twitter.
What? Of what?
Of social media.
Nah.
Twitter.
Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm.
It's Twitter.
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Black Planet.
No. You almost had it for me.
I'm talking about it's still alive, man. It's Facebook, dude.
Black Planet.
What was your Black Planet name?
I don't even remember.
Man.
I never had one of those.
Yeah,
you just hold your time.
Y'all had Black Planet.
Yeah, I don't remember my Black Planet.
I don't
they had Black Planet, dude.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But this
I really don't.
This is a win for Twitter.
Don't tell nobody I had no Black Planet.
BlackPlanet.com. That might be BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
That was a wave, though.
Nah, for sure. Listen to me.
That's pretty nice.
Google J. Hall on Black Planet.
Watch yourself. Twitter's struggling to attract a new user, so it's a good way as far as an experiment for the NFL and Twitter alike. So, I think this is a win, man. Most definitely for Twitter.
Yeah, man.
I just want to see how it's going to be formatted and what platform it's going to be. But I'm still hot about that Animal Brown win. I had the most correct picks.
Animal Brown.
I couldn't believe he won. I didn't know he won.
Pop a bottle.
Hell, I saw it. I said, what?
Pop a bottle, AB.
Anyway.
It don't make no sense, man. It makes sense to me. Like I said, it's always somebody that has
colors,
no clue.
Grown ass man don't even watch college basketball.
Pop a bottle, AB. Pop two of them.
Let me tell you how he picked it.
Yeah.
He picked it based off the mascots.
Yeah, he's too old for that.
Which music come from the best?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
You know what he did? He said Philly got to win because Philly been taking losses all year.
If he do that every year, this is the first time he ever won with that one.
Now, Weezy's boy that he brings up constantly, Thon Maker.
Yeah.
Thon Maker.
Announced on Bleacher Report that he will apply for the entry in the 2016 NBA draft.
And that's where he went wrong.
Now, he's a 5-star power forward who's a number 10 overall prospect and a number 2 power forward in the 2016 class. Now, he did it because of the uncertainty of the NCAA eligibility, which is currently, he's in his 5th year of high school as he reportedly graduated in June 2015. So, what's the issue here? Well, according to Draft Express, the NBA's eligibility rule states that a player can be eligible for the draft if he will be at least 19 years of age during the calendar year in which the draft is held, and at least one NBA season has elapsed since the player's graduation from high school. So, if he technically graduated June 2015,
right,
the year would be June 2016.
Right.
The draft is in what?
July?
Technically. The draft is in June.
Yeah, so a year would have elapsed.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
He should be able to go.
Yeah, but that.
Why won't he go to college? Why won't he go to college?
Well, he's not going to clear.
They ain't going to clear him.
He can go to any college.
He can go.
Yeah, just
hell
go to
yeah. He can go.
He won't play.
This is the thing.
Why won't they clear him?
Because
he ain't got no grades?
Yeah, he won't. He's not qualified. No. Or he has, you know, you have to have, what, an 18?
Yeah,
you can't tell me.
Man, yes,
this
king.
7 foot African, one of
Whoa.
The best. I mean, this 7 foot African. I'm not saying it like that. The 7 foot African.
He's from Canada, though.
Well, he's African. Have you seen Thon Maker? You know he's African. This 7 foot African.
Right.
That is one of the best basketball players we we've seen in the last 6-7 years.
That's
right?
Not true.
You're stretching it.
That's not true.
He's one of the best guards. Y'all, I heard
he's
y'all
not
say
a guard.
It. Whatever he is, that. He's 7 foot. He can handle a basketball.
Right, for sure.
You mean to tell me he can't go to a college and play? It doesn't have to be a UCLA or Duke.
Not if the NCAA don't and want
he
him
can't
to.
Can't be, this is the thing.
He can't go to Cumberland or Trevecca right now. They can't make a call to get him in. I'm saying.
Now, this is what I'm telling you, man. That's the reason that you saw Emmanuel Mudiay go across the water. Brandon Jennings go across. They did not qualify to play.
Call me, man. I can get you.
No,
Trevecca.
You can't.
I promise,
no, you can't.
I promise
you can't. He's going to be very disappointed.
Trevecca is under the NCAA.
Well, why can't he go to
no,
what's the
Clint, nobody's. He's never going
to
get
NAIA. Cleared. He can't go to Cumberland?
No. He could go to Cumberland.
He could go to Cumberland.
Yeah,
he can go anywhere just like NCAA.
Yeah. He can go to Cumberland and play a year of basketball and go to the league.
He ain't
going to
play JUCO.
Yeah, he ain't going to play JUCO.
Why won't he do that?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing with him. Thon Maker. Now, granted, he's a fringe first-round pick anyway.
For sure.
So, the thing is, he needs another year to develop. He's not that good at the Bessies. He's not even better than Miles Turner.
Yeah, man, he's weak. His body, his core strength is.
That's right. So just go to don't embarrass himself.
Well, he said he stayed this year to play with his little brother, Mature Maker, good player.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, his name is Mature.
Sure. Yeah, and he's working out right now with Belmont alum Drew Hanlon. So shout out to Drew. What's the name of his? Pure Sweat.
Pure Sweat.
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
Man, go to Cumberland, man.
He can't. He's not going to Cumberland, man.
He can go to Montlow
State.
He listen
to you, he's going to really.
Now he go to Montlow State.
He's really going to be in trouble listening to you.
I can't go. No, he ain't.
Definitely. Yeah, he is.
Go to college, man. Play.
No.
Let's go overseas.
Right. Let's move on. Yeah, just go. Just go overseas.
Go
man.
Make some money. That's what he wants to do.
He wants some money.
So why he trying to go to the league and trying to get himself in trouble?
Because he trying to do too much. Just exactly. Go overseas and then reclassify for 2017.
And
there we go. That's it. Let's move on to Bomani Jones. Now, for years now, many have urged the Cleveland Indians to drop the Chief Wahoo logo. The mascot depicts a racist caricature of Native Americans and is clearly offensive to the Native American groups. Now, while the team has moved away from Chief Wahoo as the primary logo, it hasn't gone away completely. It's still incredibly easy to pick up merchandise, which I own, with the mascot front and center. Mm-hmm. So, in order to point out the racism that's still in denial, Shelf Life Clothing created a Caucasians tee, a shirt that parodies the Indians logo but replaces the Native American with the stereotype of a white male. Mm-hmm. Now, those shirts existed. I've seen them almost a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they were thrust into the national spotlight on Thursday. Bomani Jones of ESPN was wearing a Cleveland Caucasian shirt on the network on Mike and Mike at 8 o'clock in the morning. He immediately began trending on Twitter, and people had a lot of strong opinions about the T-shirt. Not surprisingly, Jones reported to cover up the T-shirt, and he zipped it up a little bit, which in turn, you couldn't even see it, but you could still make it out for sure. Will he be suspended by ESPN for this T-shirt?
Probably.
Wouldn't surprise if they do.
They've been suspending people for way less than
this. Yeah, so he'll get suspended for sure.
It's just, man, one of those things where they just need to get rid of that and the Redskins.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's just
then they won't get rid of Redskins.
Nah.
You've been not.
Too much money.
Dude is fighting that.
Yeah.
What's Daniel Snyder?
Daniel Snyder.
He is fighting it.
It's just, I've seen them, and I can see them suspending Bomani because people, Tony Kornheiser has been suspended a lot. You go back to my main man, what's my guy from Grantland? Bill Simmons.
Yeah,
yep. He got suspended for way less. So, but the thing is, the blowback from him being suspended for that would be tremendous, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Like, why are you suspending him for that?
Yeah.
People wear the Cleveland Indian Chief Wahoo shirts all the time. So, but with him, I think it's cool that he's bringing some attention to the issue.
Yeah.
And it'll so big up to Bomani Jones for that.
I commend him for his, I guess his.
Just to do it. For sure.
His job, you know?
He knew he was gonna get backlash. Right?
Yeah,
he knew it.
But
it's like nothing's never a problem until you're part of the problem.
Yeah, and then it's just
they don't see no problem with that.
Yeah.
For the Redskins or.
Yeah. Oh, it's a problem.
Indians. No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some people don't see a problem with it, but it's definitely a problem.
Oh yeah, no, I was agreeing with you. Yeah.
I mean, so but now it's. The role has been turned.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to say that's not cool to do.
Yeah,
so what's the difference?
It's the same exact thing.
Right.
Same exact thing. Shout out to Bomani, man.
Yeah, man. Now, Tyler Summitt, who is the former Louisiana Tech women's coach, resigned after admitting to an inappropriate relationship. And it's been rumored, and it's been rumored that the relationship was with one of his players, who he also got pregnant, which was rumor. But the player set out to prove that she was not pregnant. So she posted a midriff band pic of herself online to prove that she wasn't pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
The pic was on her Twitter account with the hashtags not prego, let's move on, and lady texter territory.
Mm.
Now, Summit was 30-31 in two seasons at Louisiana Tech.
Right.
And he never actually said who the relationship was or that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Summit is married. He married his high school girlfriend, who's also pregnant right now. And like we said, we don't know if the pregnancy is true. We don't know. Yeah. That's a rumor. But he did admit that he had an inappropriate relationship. He never said who was with.
Right.
But we know it was with somebody on the basketball team.
Yeah.
So he resigned. Now, Summit, who was a student assistant at UT with his mother, because he's the son of the great Pat Summit.
He played basketball at UT, too.
For 2 years, he walked on the men's team. Now, was he set up for failure, first of all?
Hell yeah. Let me tell you something. Listen. See, with the Marquette, right?
Yep.
I got the, I done got the lowdown on this.
Yeah.
The lowdown.
Yeah.
Oh, the down or the low?
No, it's, hey, it's low.
Hey, listen now.
It is low.
So, he was at Marquette.
Right.
He took that girl, allegedly, brought her to La Tech.
Two of them.
Took her now.
Both of them.
Said, come on. Y'all come down.
Play at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, from Marquette. Now, people bring their players all the time.
All the time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
But they got treatment a little different. Mm-hmm. They were off campus. The only people lived off campus. They were only people that were able to shoot the balls.
She did not even average the most minutes, but had the most three-point attempts on the team.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See what I'm saying? So, you look at it and you say, come on, man.
Sounding good to him.
Come on, man. He got lost. This and another thing. So, you get that job, you're 23 years old.
Right.
I've been 23 years old before.
You're not ready.
You're not ready to be around 19-year-old girls, 20-year-old girls, 21-year-old girls.
They're your age.
They're your age.
Not right now. You're not. Setting not this day and age. No, sir.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Set up for failure.
He shouldn't have took. He shouldn't have got that job. Exactly. He shouldn't. He shouldn't even got that job.
Exactly.
He shouldn't even. If
I didn't know he was married.
Yeah, he was married. He's married to this house. Dude.
Yeah.
Listen. Somebody else deserved that job.
Yeah.
It's been way better coaches that are qualified, put in work.
Yes.
Yeah. They deserve that gig, man.
Come on, man. And I'm never the one that like to say somebody got something because of who they mama, who they daddy was. But this was a clear-cut example of it.
Yeah, man. That's just, I don't know, man. But it's somebody else deserved that job.
Yeah.
And a 23-year-old kid shouldn't be coaching 19, 20, 21-year-old girls.
Girls, no.
No.
No way.
No, you asking for it.
Not division.
It made sense, though. It made sense because, you know, you're coming from a situation where this kid's already married, but it's still temptation.
Yeah.
You're still in this. You're 23.
Set up for failure.
You know what that is? Flesh.
It's weak.
So weak.
Oh, it's weak.
Oh, and you know, you put some toilet paper underwater.
And it just
crumbles. It just disintegrates, man.
The hole opens up.
Come on. Literally.
That's what happened.
There y'all go, man.
All right, let's move on to Marcus Jordan, man. Coach Locke, you a fool, man. All right, in 2009, Marcus Jordan decided to play college basketball at the University of Central Florida, which at the time was sponsored by Adidas. Now, when he signed his letter of intent to the UCF, one of the things that he made sure was he would be able to wear his Jordans, considering the fact that he is the son of Michael Jordan. His dad's not going to let him play in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Marcus Jordan even contacted Derrick Rose for his signature ankle braces just to make sure that he was somewhat in compliance to the Adidas brand. Now, despite the school's existing relationship, he chose to wear a pair of Jordans, the Jordan 12 Rising Sun, in a 84-65 win against St. Leo University in an exhibition game. Now, naturally, Adidas, they were pissed.
I ain't going for it.
They said, what the hell? The brand reacted swiftly and dropped the school, costing them roughly $3 million in sponsorship money. But to all fail, Nike came through, which, you know.
Of course.
Come on, man.
Mike made that call.
Mike made that call, took the opportunity to sweep in, and picked up the UCF sponsorship. All was washed away. Was Marcus Jordan wrong for this?
Yes, he was wrong for it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have went there.
That's my point.
He's not bigger than the school.
You knew what you were getting into when you signed to go play basketball there. You knew they were Adidas school.
Right.
You know the rules are, if they are Adidas school, you have to wear Adidas. Shouldn't have gone there.
Shouldn't have went there.
I wouldn't have let him do it.
I wouldn't have, but so when he went on his visit, he said, "Listen, I want to wear Jordans."
No.
And the coach said, "We will make sure that you're able to wear Jordan."
See, that's so. No, I don't blame.
So the coach goes to Adidas, right? Mm-hmm. Says, "I got a player, which is Michael Jordan's son. Mm-hmm. He wants to wear Adidas. Can you guys just?" And they were like, "No, no, we can't do that." But they still followed to, because that's the thing. You have to kind of honor what you said, because you said, "Hey,
yeah,
you'll be able to play him. No worries. Just go ahead and sign."
So I changed my mind.
So the coaches,
I don't blame him.
No, you can't blame him.
You have
to blame the coaches.
He asked. You should have said, "No, we can't do that."
Yeah.
And then he makes his decision.
Yeah. And I think the coaches didn't know it was such a big deal mentally.
How?
Right. Because they go to the Adidas people and they say, "Hey, my Adidas rep, hey, man, I got Michael Jordan's son. Will he be able to play?"
He knew that wasn't going to work.
Nah, it wasn't going to fly.
Look, man, they have all kind of.
Did he recruit Michael Jordan's son because he's Michael Jordan's son, because he can play ball?
That son could hoop. Marcus Jordan could hoop. Now, Jeffrey Jordan, the older one, who transferred to a couple of different schools. He wasn't as nice.
Nah, he went to Illinois or something like that.
He went to Illinois and then he transferred and went somewhere else. But
yeah, man.
Yeah, but he was the hoop out of the two.
Man, that coach knew that wasn't going to work.
That wasn't going to work.
He knew it wasn't going to work. Man, they don't play that.
Yeah, you can't. No. Because now you're jeopardizing not only the basketball team, the tennis, football, everybody's now in jeopardy because of that $3 million that in sponsorship money. So
it worked out.
It worked out, of course.
I mean,
but come on.
Nah, man, you
come
can't
on.
Do that.
Coach, he's that's tripping. The coach's fault.
Yeah, that's the coach's fault.
Yeah.
Now, Terrence West, who's the Baltimore Ravens running back.
Shout out to Terrence West. He got me some playoff wins in fantasy football.
He lost on this one, for sure.
Twice.
Now, he was robbed twice in one day, he says. Now, he filed a lawsuit against a Florida hotel group claiming the negligence allowed two women and a man to rob him in his room at the Metropole South Beach Hotel in Miami.
Mm.
Now, he was at the Metropole South Beach with a friend when he met two women.
Mm.
He talked to the two girls, him and his boy did, then they parted ways. Well, afterwards, the women went to the front desk and asked an employee, who was also named as a defendant in suit, for access to his suite. Now, the employee made a copy of the room key and with the bellman as an escort, and the two women went up to his room, stole two Rolex watches.
Mm-hmm.
After he discovered the theft, he filed a report with the Miami Beach Police Department that
Most
night.
Most definitely.
Now, he said 1 hour later, he heard a knock at his door, and he thought it was the police coming to do a follow-up, you know, check on investigation. But when he opened the door, it was a man that was robbing him. Now, he said he opened the door. The unidentified man forced his way into the room and threatened him and his boy with their life and said, "Give me all the cash your friend has," which wound up being a total of $5,000. He took some Christian Louis Vuitton shoes and other items in the suite.
Gotcha.
Now, he also threatened them and said, "If you don't give me what I want, I have people in the car that will burn this whole place down," end quote. Mm. Of course, he complied with the demands.
You got to.
You better. He's going to burn the whole place down.
But look, this is the thing. Terrence West said he tried to resolve the issue with the GM of the hotel without litigation, but he was ignored. He said he was asking for $53,000 in damages from the hotel and employee. Of course, they didn't comply.
Yeah.
So now he's suing.
Man, the last guy to rob a Baltimore Raven, I think it was Joe Flacco, got robbed. Mm-hmm. And he got $20 and some vanilla wafers.
Yeah.
Something like that. Terrence West, he deserves to get that money back. So I always wanted to know about, if something happens in a hotel, who's liable?
It depends on a situation like
so
that.
So if you put it in a safe.
It's in a safe and it gets broken into, the hotel is liable.
Okay, but if it's laid out,
you lie.
Null and void.
Yeah.
Well, but it's over with.
No, it ain't over with, because whoever the employee downstairs was, you're not supposed to give a key out to nobody without identification.
Yeah. Let me get them 53.
Or like, say we go out of town.
Yeah.
I can call the front desk if it's in my room and say, "I want you to leave a key to my room in J. Hove's name."
Right.
Then they can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you just walking up to the hotel, say, "I'm staying tonight." Who's the name on?
That's true. Because I never forget, shout out to Antoine. He was, I was hot. I was hot about this.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine, great story time with J. Hove. All right, listen. Oh, God. Antoine was getting married.
Right.
I left. Yeah. So I went back to the room.
Calm down. Tell
you know what I'm saying? Man. I went back to the room. I was like, let me get the key. I had a headache. I was mm-hmm. ready to go to sleep.
Right.
Dude says, is it in your name? I said, he's like, nah, it's in C's name.
Can't do nothing.
So, man, I can't do nothing. I said, man, you just saw me walk out, man. I can't do nothing. So they had to leave the strip club to come and get a key. It took them 2 hours.
Yep.
I was heated.
You can't do it. So whoever's at that desk.
You sit in the lobby for 2 hours.
Nah, that ain't going to happen. Trust and believe that.
Well, where'd you go? That's what I want to know.
Go ahead. Where'd
you go? Look at that. What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? Snitches get stitches.
What
are you doing?
What's wrong with it, man?
That's what you do, though.
Look.
You chatterbox in the Matlock.
Here we go.
So, like I said, whoever was at the front desk.
Right.
They gave them two women the key. They gonna get it.
It's
their fault. You can't do that.
Come on,
your name
53.
Is not on the room. You in trouble. So he gonna get his money back for that for sure.
Most definitely.
Chatterbox to the Matlock.
Yeah, that's what he do. Let's move on to Odell Beckham's cousin, Teron Beckham, the cousin of superstar New York Giants wide receiver and the favorite player of Weezy. Got a fat head of Odell Beckham in his room. wants to make a name for himself now. Beckham hasn't played football for 5 years and is currently a fitness model and a trainer. Yet NFL scouts from the Colts, Giants, Jets, Raiders, and 49ers, and of course the 49ers were there, attended Thursday's Pro Day. Now the raw prospect ran a 4.47 40, a 6.8 second three-cone drill, vertical jump of 44 and a half, and he also posted 36 reps, 225, but he's been known to put up over 40 reps.
Damn.
Yeah.
225, 36 times.
And they said two weeks ago he did like 42 times.
That he's a running back, right? Insane.
He's a running back. He can't catch though.
Can't catch a cold.
He gonna run the football.
Is Teron Beckham an NFL pro?
We don't know yet. He gonna get a shot, obviously.
44 inch vertical.
That's hey, man.
4.47 40. 6.83 cone.
If he can pick up 4 yards of carry, he'll be a player.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He'll be a practice squad project.
Yeah, he'll
player.
Get a look.
He'll get a look. But dude, that's insane.
That's crazy.
They're gonna get some looks now. He might get drafted.
That's crazy. I ain't heard that.
He might get drafted.
All because of his name.
Not even because of his name. Where in the hell they gonna put him now?
Now that's the question.
He gonna play running back. I'm trying to tell
you. He cannot play running back.
That's what his position is.
Man, listen. I'm trying to tell you, Luke Kuechly. You hear me, Von Miller? I don't give a damn with that 36 or 44, 225s. Listen.
I don't want them problems.
Listen, Navarro Bowman.
He got four people blocking him.
Hey, speaking of that, you know Pat Willis talking about coming back?
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen mainly due to with the injury was just a toe. You know, so when that toe heals, you got a year off, start feeling good, working out. He still work out every day. But, man, I'm high to him about that, man.
What he was thinking about. Man, what? Well. Out in Colorado.
You still got that fat head Odell Beckham with you.
Go ahead on, man.
My bad.
Out in Colorado, where marijuana is legal.
That's what they do with that.
One of the dispensaries wants naming rights to the Denver Broncos Stadium. Now, the Broncos Stadium, which is currently named Sports Authority Field, started hearing from different companies about purchasing the naming rights because Sports Authority filed for bankruptcy last month. Now, in a state where the marijuana is legal, there's a weed dispensary called Native Roots, who says it has the money to take over the $6 billion a year Sports Authority is currently paying and the interest to make a competitive bid to rename the Broncos' home Native Roots Field at Mile High. Mm. Will this ever happen?
No. Not
in show won't.
No, not mainly due to the fact that, one, it's you got a player sitting out this year because of weed.
Right. The NFL wouldn't let it. Even if the Broncos tried to do it, the NFL wouldn't let it go through.
No. Come on, man.
It's not going to happen.
Nah, it ain't gonna happen.
But it is. People be mile high.
Literally.
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 They get mile high there.
Might as well.
Yeah.
It's eventually going to become legal.
That's going to become legal.
Everywhere.
It's going to have to.
Everywhere.
As long as the only reason that they would suspend you, just like alcohol, if you are caught, like, driving under the influence. Yeah. That's why you would get suspended. But mm-hmm. man, it treats like so many different things mm-hmm. as far as like pain, mm-hmm. things that they're gonna have to make it legal.
Glaucoma.
Yeah, and things of that nature, man. That's, I don't know. But let's move on to my main man, Kobe Bryant. Now, Nike is looking to honor Kobe Bryant with Mamba Day. Now, future Hall of Fame Kobe Bryant will go out with a bang on April 13th when Nike will honor him with a whole day. Mm. Kind of similar to like Air Max Day. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a J-Hove Day. It'll be May 10th. That'd be awesome. Now, Mamba Day will feature 200-plus athletes paying tribute to the Black Mamba wearing black and gold Nike shoes. Now, Mike Trout, Kerry Lloyd, Sonya Richards Ross, Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, Natalie Achonwa, Odell Beckham Jr., Paul George, Eric Koston, and Kevin Durant, just to name a few, have all signed up to show his and her appreciation for the Mamba. The Lakers host Utah in Kobe's final NBA game, and Nike will also have athletes sharing tributes about Kobe Bryant. What or will should the Lakers do to celebrate the end of an era?
They got to go all out.
They got to retire both his jerseys.
Will he get a parade?
No. They got to have his statue ready tomorrow. It's got to be out there on Wednesday.
No, it ain't going to be out there on Wednesday.
Yes, it should be.
It won't be.
It should be.
If we ain't seen no picture of nothing standing out there now.
He'll get a statue, but it won't be
Wednesday.
He's going
to get one. Trust me. If it was going to be a statue ready,
yeah, it'll already be erected.
It'll be on social media with people where they got, I mean, they would have it covered and everything, yeah. But you have people already on posted social media of like, this is going to be the Kobe statues. You'll be done seen that, but he will get one.
Yeah.
The crazy thing,
they're going to retire his jersey Wednesday. Trust and believe that. No. Both jerseys.
Is he the best Laker to ever play?
Yeah. He's the best basketball player to ever play. What do you mean?
I'm just asking a legitimate question.
He's the best
Laker to ever play.
He's the best Laker. Magic Johnson said that.
The crazy thing is, the game was supposed to be on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
It got bumped to ESPN, too.
For what?
I think it's the
Westminster Dog Show?
I think it got bumped to ESPN, too.
What is it, baseball?
Nah, when the Warriors play the Grizzlies.
I don't give a damn. It's Kobe Bryant. Listen.
I believe it's
I'm watching that game from the beginning to the end on Wednesday.
You going
to
be watching on ESPN,
too?
You
going to put it on TiVo, ain't you?
I'm recording that. You have to. This is the end of an era, dog.
That's true,
man.
Yeah, but you know,
nah, man, don't do that. Because when LeBron take his step out of the,
I be at that game.
Yeah, it got bumped for the Warriors
Grizzlies game.
Yeah,
which is
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. Then what's the record? Yes, it is.
Like my main man Ron Harper said, 72-10 don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring.
Oh, God.
They don't get the ring, it don't matter.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's not.
Yes, to a certain extent.
Get the ring.
That's true.
Get the ring.
That's true, because the Bulls did it, and they got the ring.
And they got the ring.
So?
It's so.
The Bulls did.
So you're going to have 50%.
So? They got the record, dude. It's a record out there for a reason.
The records are meant to be broken.
They have the record.
It's not a record to get it with the ring.
Will they get the record?
Huh?
Will they get the record on Wednesday?
Yeah, for sure. That'll be Memphis on Wednesday. You want to bet that?
I'm ready to get started with
halftime.
Let's do it. I need my meal.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime is sponsored by Fadeaway Sports Barbershop.
Fadeaway Sports Barbershop is located at 210 Thompson Lane in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want that Duke starting five, they got you.
If you want that rich homie Quan, they got you.
If it's time to come home and join the ball brotherhood,
Fadeaway Sports Barbershop is a place to go.
The shop is open 7 days a week.
Make sure you contact Keith Jenkins on IG or Facebook. The shop number is 615-678-8161. Once again, 615-678-8161. So make sure you go by Fadeaway Sports Barbershop.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Fadeaway Sports Barbershop for sponsoring halftime. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Maplewood High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Coach Brown will give an insight on hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Tonight, man, we're talking about Allen Iverson, one of my favorite players of all time, one of the best to ever lace him up. If you haven't heard, he's going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame this year, and rightfully so, long overdue. This man took basketball to leaps and bounds, and he curated a culture that many of the basketball players still embrace today. But if you look at the NBA now, they are a spitting image of what Allen Iverson looked like then. But now those things are more marketable. LeBron James may have more tattoos than Allen Iverson, but it's more marketable now. Companies are feeding into it more. They know there's a bigger revenue stream in embracing the urban and hip-hop culture. But this is something that Allen Iverson was doing from the jump. Again, big ups, AI. Man, you were definitely the answer to the NBA. All right, right now we're going to move on to the bum of the week. Bum of the week, man. He's the son of probably one of the greatest women's coaches ever to coach. Now, mind you, Tyler Summitt is 25. And if you put Pookie in the crack house, he's going to smoke crack. Man, discretion. That's all I'm going to say, man. You got to use discretion in what you're doing, man. Life is all about decision making. It's all about decision making. And there's no excuse to be sleeping with one of your players, let alone getting one of them pregnant. So, man, not only were you throwing it on the crap table, you were shooting the club up. So, with that said, Tyler Summitt, you are the bum of the week. Hey, I am the coach, Coach Brown it is, Rue, and I'm gone.
Shout out to AI, man. Listen. And a real shout out to Coach Brown
for sure.
Another installment of 2 minute drill, but I was excited to talk about AI. Allen Iverson is one of those transcendent athletes.
Man,
career average of 25,
crazy
6, at 5'11". Right, let's just be honest. Let's just crazy. Be real.
For real, man.
Yeah, man.
Like,
no,
the
for
stuff
that's
he
hard
was doing
to do, man.
At 5'11",
yeah,
career
man.
Average.
Yeah, man.
He was a hooper.
Nah, he was a hooper, man. I don't think you ain't giving him enough credit. You know who's a hooper? Jimmy Butler's a hooper. Who else hoop?
James
Harden hoops.
This man's a Hall of Famer.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Buck, I got busy, man.
See, he part of the CBG gang for sure.
Oh, he's certified bucket getter.
For
he's
sure.
He's gonna certify you and he's gonna kill you at 5'11".
And he gonna put you in the mix.
Ah, man,
he can't put me in the mix right now.
Man, he would go for 175 points against you, dog.
No,
that's,
I promise you.
176.
Yeah,
nah,
man,
not right now.
No, AI for real, transcend.
He wouldn't give me 100 points. He wouldn't give me 40 points right now.
Man, you listen, crazy bro. In an NBA game
right now? He would not give me 40 points.
It's high school kids that'll give you 100.
He
right
would
now.
Give
you crazy as hell. I didn't mean to say it like that, but you crazy as hell.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
he might give you 40 in the first half.
Man, crazy. Right now, I know a high school kid right now that'll give you 100.
Who?
Easy.
Who? Call him.
Darius Garland. He'll kill you.
100 points.
He'll beat you 10 shit.
No. I'm
yeah,
a score
he
bucket.
He'll beat you 10
no, you're
shit.
Not.
You're not scoring
crazy?
A bucket.
No, you're not.
Not scoring
set
a bucket.
Set it up. Call him.
You're not.
Call him. Call him.
You're
I'm
not. You are
set
not.
It up.
You are
I
not.
Would I score a bucket against Darius Garland?
Do you want to bet that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
How many minutes you want to bet? You want to go double down?
Yep.
Fuck.
You want to score a bucket? He going to kill you.
Oh, one bucket. I want to score one bucket on Darius Garland.
And I'm going to tell him don't take no prisoners on you. He is going to
murder
you.
He'll murder you.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
We're going to set
oh,
that up for sure.
I can't wait.
What about,
oh, God.
I can get somebody else to beat you, too.
Who?
Somebody don't even really hoop, but they hoop.
Who?
Cam can beat you, too.
Oh.
No. I can set that up.
No, he can't beat me either.
Yeah?
No. Nope.
Let me set that up. Mm-mm. I can set that up, too.
You can set that up.
Yeah, I can set that up.
Set
shout
it
out
up.
To Cam.
I ain't set it up. You think I'm saying no? Set it up.
Well, we're going to have a good time.
Let's get started with Kobe, man.
No, hold on now. Hold what? On now. You ain't just going to go right past that like we just didn't acknowledge that.
What?
Coach Brown acknowledging Tyler Smith. I mean, Tyler Summitt.
Tyler. Hey, man.
He shot. Just allegedly shot the club up. First of all, let's say allegedly. Yeah. We don't know if it's true.
Shout out to Coach Brown, the prophet. Listen, he came with a great saying. I don't know if it was his, but we're going to have to fact check that. This is not funny. But
you surely is laughing about it.
It's not fun. I'm trying to get my laugh out.
Oh, Lord.
A slow
oh, Lord.
No.
I don't even want to know.
A slow no.
Still, No.
Yeah, slow no is no. Yeah.
Slow no is
you
no.
You did say that.
Yeah, most definitely.
You did say that. Yeah. Most definitely true. Yeah,
most definitely true.
Most definitely
yeah,
true.
Yeah, man, but now nah, Tyler, he's wilding, man. Hey, man, yeah, cook your jaw.
That salmon.
Got
good.
Caught
hey,
with
man.
It.
Seasoned salmon.
Got caught same with it.
That teriyaki glaze
woo!
On it.
That's how fresh off the grill.
It's a teriyaki glaze on that salmon.
Hey, no, for real. Cam and Darius Garland are going to beat you, man. Yeah. I'm going to call Cam right now while we go.
Call
into,
Cam.
I'm going to call,
call
him
right now.
Right.
You call your boy. Yeah. Text him whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
He ain't going to stop me from scoring. Nobody can stop me from scoring.
What?
Y'all know that. No, you can't even.
Man, we done this before.
Yeah. You can't. Coach,
I took
you can't
your rock.
You,
I took your rock.
You cannot stop me.
I took your rock.
Jay, you know I can score on you, too. Yeah,
ain't no way. Now when I
man,
bruh,
look,
you're y'all playing with have Air Maxes on, bro.
I can't wait.
It don't matter.
I can't wait. You know you're going to owe me four, right?
Puppies.
Don't worry. We're going to do it.
Yep.
Let's get started second half, man.
And the second half is underway.
All right, second half, man. I need the Drake. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam,
he's officially
junior,
calling it a career.
Junior.
20 years.
20
seen by
time.
Many as the extension of Michael Jordan's dominance in the 90s. Jalen Rose said, if Michael Jordan is the original, Kobe Bryant is the remix, baby. Listen, man. This is the GOAT, man.
Junior.
He's put up a masterpiece of an NBA career. It's been an amazing career. 5 championships. 1 MVP, which is bullshit.
It is.
No, for real. Him and Shaq only have 1 MVP.
That is mind-boggling to me.
One.
It's mind-boggling.
I'm a LeBron
Steve
guy.
Nash has 2 by himself.
LeBron got 3.
LeBron has 4.
He got 4 MVPs.
Yeah.
Shout out to LeBron.
We'll say the GOAT conversation for another time, but we're going to break down some of the game's most memorable moments from the game's most memorable player. Of the last 20 years, Kobe Bean Bryant.
Let's do it. Hey, man, don't talk on that voice the whole
no,
time.
No, listen, I'm trying. I had to set the, you know what I'm saying? I had to get my Cali on, man.
We don't
want to
hear you talk like this.
Tell him,
had to bring my man in here, right, man. You feel me? It's my guy.
This ain't the quiet story.
No, listen, man. It's Kobe Bean Bryant, man. Now, listen. Changed his jersey. 1996, played 10 years in the number 8. April 2006, he announced he was switched to 24. Which he wore early in his prep career in AAU before shifting to 33, his number of his father, Joe Jellybean Bryant. No, but for real, let's get started with the moment.
Let's roll.
Now,
what's that?
The other rumor,
mm-hmm.
that he changed, you know, he wears number 8?
Talk to him, coach.
The rumor is
mm-hmm.
that he came up with 8 by adding the digits from his ABCD camp number. Which was
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's how he came up with 8.
And they also saying that it maybe has to do with his favorite player growing up, which was Mike D'Antoni.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. He never explained it, but the moments.
Mm.
The moments.
Now, we're going to do these in chronological order.
Right.
Starting in 1997.
Right.
The slam dunk contest.
Right.
Had his girlfriend in the stands, which was Brandy. Went to prom with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Come on. That's how you start a career.
Moesha.
You get you an R&B singer.
Yeah. Moesha.
Yeah, did they
not a Kehlani.
Moesha.
The question is, did they go to the Ritz-Carlton after prom?
They
went wherever they
oh,
wanted.
Oh, listen, I'm trying to tell you.
No, I know they went wherever they went. It was on the crib, but did they go to the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, yeah, no. He
on
took
the plug listen, twice.
Yeah, like he ran off for sure. And listen.
Teriyaki sound.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, it wasn't even teriyaki. Guess what it was?
What it was?
Blackened.
Blackened. It was blackened.
Man.
You hear me?
That was good,
you
too.
Yeah. Ray
good.
J hot about that.
Oh, he hot.
Ray J is hot about
He's
that.
He's hot about it.
He know.
He hot.
You know, Carly got some of the sound.
He hot about it.
Oh, he knows.
Know
what
that.
Drake say? I know your girl will.
Don't treat me like a stranger.
Come on, man.
You know I seen you naked.
Yeah, right.
Hey, know
right.
that.
Right.
Know
that. Trust and believe that.
Know that.
But my man, he won the slam dunk contest in 97. He beat out Chris Carr, Michael Finley, Ray Allen, Bob Sur, and Darvin Ham.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the youngest slam dunk champion in the history of the event and ended it with the Isaiah Ryder between the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Threw up the horns afterwards. I don't know what horns he was throwing
I
up.
I don't know.
But, and then he pressed, he had 31 in the rookie challenge game. Kobe Bryant. The first moment. It was a start of it.
Cookie shot.
That was the world first saw Kobe Bryant in his element.
And that's one of the problems I have with LeBron James.
Talk to him.
All of the greats did the dunk contest.
That's going to be a knock because you know why? He don't want to lose. You know why? Because it's not. He did the McDonald's All-American Slam Dunk contest.
Sure did.
And won it.
Go ahead. You got to defend for your boy?
Defend your man.
How you going to defend it?
He won it. So
you understand?
That's just not what he do. He don't want to do
That's all you got?
That's just not what he do.
He don't want to be great.
He don't want to be great. He doesn't want to be
great. He's already
greatest.
Great.
Now listen, I'm trying to tell you. We talked about this. LeBron James is great.
He is.
He's already great.
He's not the GOAT, though.
No.
He'll never be the GOAT.
No.
Not in your prime.
He's number three.
He's in his prime. He can't shoot.
He number three.
When you're in prime and your athleticism goes away, you can't.
He get you 40.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He get you 40 if you need
This
it.
Isn't about LeBron James.
I'm telling you.
This is about Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah, I brought it up. I'm just telling you, if he go get 40, he going to go get you 40.
Yeah. Can we talk about my man first All-Star game in 1998?
1998.
Let's do it.
You got it, Kobe.
The youngest player ever to play in an All-Star game,
Man. Yeah.
When he made the Western Conference roster in 98.
Yeah.
Now, it's the only All-Star game that featured both Kobe
mm-hmm.
and the GOAT. Michael Jordan, while Jordan was still with the Bulls.
Mm.
Now, he led the Western Conference in scoring with 18 points in the 7 of 16 from shooting, and he also had 6 rebounds. Now, he was second in the game to who? Jordan.
He could have won that MVP if the West won. And he got that MVP. And he got into the game, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming off the bench.
Yeah, he did.
He was a bench player on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
He was cooking.
Yeah.
He was cooking.
Yeah.
We can't deny how good Kobe Bryant is.
No, we can't do that. We're going to get to a little bit more. Moving on to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe versus Antoine James.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. This was Kobe Bryant's first 50-point game.
That's right.
Antoine Jameson had 50. Mm-hmm. And then the night before that, he had 50 as mm-hmm. well. So, Antoine Jameson was cooking with hot grease.
He was a cookie show at the time.
Is he a certified bucket getter?
Antoine Jameson? Nah, because he never had 50 after this.
Nah. It's over with.
Yeah, nah.
Grand opening?
Yeah, grand closing.
There you go.
But if you look at it, this was Antoine Jameson, and they said they joked about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because he played with the Lakers for a while, and he had a great story. He said, Kobe would tell you as a teammate, he'd look at you like, look, you guys are my teammates. Yell at me. Let me know that you're open because I'm so programmed, I don't see anything but the basket. You could tell me that you're open. There could be 3 guys on me. But the only thing I see is the basket. So you have to tell me, look, I was open. Look for me. Because nobody else is ever open. I'm always open.
I can see that.
He still might not see you when you tell him that
you're open. He don't see it.
Yeah, he don't see that.
He Mm-mm. still don't see
it. He was in the zone that night.
That mentality right there is why I like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
LeBron James doesn't
LeBron
have.
He don't doesn't have that.
No.
No, he does
no,
not.
No, he doesn't have that.
I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you something. Michael Jordan had that.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant had that.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else that really has that.
No.
Russell Westbrook has that.
He might have that. He plays
Russell might have
it.
Yeah, Russell
and, you, and it's funny you said that. Kobe said that's the player in the league that reminds him of himself. He was like the fire that he has, the passion he plays with. He said it reminds him of him when he was young like that.
Yeah. That's insane.
It is.
Yep, yep.
So now we go to later in the year in 2000.
Yep.
Playoff time, the infamous alley-oop against Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a 3-1 series lead, but Portland answered by winning games 5 and 6 to force a deciding 7th game.
Mm-hmm.
And in 7th game, the Blazers were able to pull ahead by 15 in the second half, and they were on their way, they thought, to the NBA Finals.
Okay.
But what happened? Kobe goes to work.
Kobe doing work.
Finishes the game with 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 blocks, which is crazy. And, of course, he had the infamous breakdown, crossover, lob up to Diesel, Shaq for the dunk.
Yeah.
Where Shaq runs back down the court doing what? Pointing.
Yeah. Now, this is a breakout game for Kobe Bryant right here. This one of the ones when I looked and I was like, "That he got it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it. Mm-hmm. Special for sure." And speaking of special, first championship, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I think of their 3 titles, Indiana offered the most resistance to a team that, for the Lakers, per se. He averaged only 15 points per game, a little bit over 36% shooting. But he was hampered by an ankle injury, but he locked up Reggie Miller. I know you're hot about
it. I was hot about it.
Oh, man. Because this was Reggie Miller's chance.
It was his chance. This is my, I thought, yeah. I was like, you know what? My boy might finally get it done.
Yeah. No.
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 Nah.
We didn't have an answer for Shaq.
Because he knew he couldn't, that too. And he knew he couldn't really get his shot off because of his ankle. He said, I'm going to lock up on defense. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna win this game. Not off scoring, mm-hmm. but off defense.
And he did.
He locked Reggie Miller ass up.
And Shaq had
Who was that? Was it Smits?
Yeah, Rick Smits and the Davis boys. Man, Shaq averaged 29.7, 13 rebounds, and 3.8 assists, and three blocks.
That's SLN, as he would say. Shaq like numbers.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's Shaq like numbers.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, that year, Kobe was second team All-NBA, first team All-Defense.
Yeah.
Youngest player in NBA history to make first team All-Defense.
Yeah. Puppies. You hear me? Puppies. That's the difference between these two guards in the league. James Harden, per se. Mm-hmm. He going to get a bucket. He's a certified bucket.
He is.
He's CBG team, first team.
But he wanted to be like football. He wanted to come off the court.
Yeah, he wanted to come off the court. He ain't playing no defense. Nah. He can cancel defense.
Nah, he don't do it. Now, in 2002, Kobe just shows who he was and scores 56 and three quarters. Now, on January 14th against the Grizzlies, he scored 56 in the first three quarters and didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
Now, Shaq was serving a suspension this game, mm-hmm. so he didn't play. And at the end of the third quarter, they were up by 39.
Mm.
They won 120-81. Now, in 34 minutes, Kobe had 56 on 21 of 34 shooting, which is 61%, 61.8. Yeah. So you can't say he shot all the balls.
Nah.
He did. Efficiently. But he made 21 of them.
Efficiently.
Efficient scoring.
He was 3-for-6 from the three.
Yeah,
11-12 from the free throw line. Had 5 rebounds and 4 assists to go with that too.
Yeah, you know, that's in three quarters.
That's insane.
That's light work.
That's light.
That's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Whew.
And you look at it and you say, if Shaq isn't there, how many rings do they win?
If Shaq isn't there,
yeah.
If Shaq isn't,
no Shaq. Just Kobe there.
I think they might win.
They're not beating Indiana without Shaq.
They're not beating Indiana without Shaq.
Because they ain't got nobody to score.
They'll beat New Jersey.
The question is, if he would have stayed, how many times would they would have won?
No, that would have been insane.
Yeah, I think they would have won three in a row.
They would have won four or five, maybe six.
Because
like they was dominant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, we hadn't seen a duo of inside-outside dominance like that in a long time.
Right.
Will we ever see it again?
No.
I don't think so. Can see that again.
I don't think so.
Well, you got to look at it because we're looking at it now. We got two top five players on one team right now. You got Kevin Durant. You got Russell Westbrook.
That's not inside outside.
No, but what I'm saying is you have two dominant players. And we won't see – like bigs are no longer bigs.
That's what I'm saying. You won't see that no more.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe two top five players on one team.
Oh, now you'll see that.
Yeah.
Not often.
So what if –
y'all know Durant's leaving too at the end of this year. He's gone.
Probably
so smoke screens.
I'm just saying, what if Kevin Durant went to Sacramento and played with Boogie?
He's not going to Sacramento.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that'd be inside outside.
Because he's the best center in the league.
No. Ain't enough defense because Kevin Durant didn't play defense like Kobe Bryant did. You got to have a person that's going to lock up the best person on the wing.
And that's the difference. Not only do you have inside dominance on the offensive end,
you got a wing. You got the outside.
You got defense on the inside outside on the other end.
Nah, most definitely.
Jeez.
Let's move on to the All Star game 2002. He got his first MVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen, 31 points back at the crib
mm-hmm.
from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Join Julius Erving is the only players to have 30 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists in an All-Star game, and he got booed.
Of course he
like,
did.
Like, ceremoniously booed.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at Philly fans. They boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, so they don't care.
They're consistent with their boos.
Yeah, they anybody can get the boos.
Oh, anybody can get it. But to be booed at the crib, and you know they wanted AI to win it. Mm-hmm. They didn't win the game. AI, mm-hmm. you're not gonna get MVP.
And you didn't win.
You didn't win.
Right.
But yeah, man, laser focus, 31 points, killed it. But
they also booed him.
He said that kind of hurt his feelings, though.
He has to understand, though. They booed him because not only did Iverson not get it, but he had beat them in the finals the year before.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's stung.
Right.
Because Philly hadn't won anything.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
That's why, I mean, this is off this right here, but that's why Villanova, they can do whatever they want to do with Philadelphia right now.
Yeah. They just, they were at the game today.
They can do whatever they want.
Chris Jenkins, a couple of other players.
Anything.
At what game today?
at the Sixers game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Anything they want, because they bought the city a championship.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, most definitely.
Now we go to 2003, where Kobe set an NBA record against the Seattle Supersonics by making 12 threes in a game.
Work.
Now, what I didn't know, I learned a lot on this show.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I learned a lot.
And this is my guy.
He made nine straight.
Nine straight.
And this is the crazy thing. Yeah. He didn't make his first one to the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
He was just feeling it. He was on.
12 of 18 from the three?
Come on, man.
Finished with 45.
Easy 45.
That's insane.
That was a record. He broke Dennis Scott's record. Now it's a three-man tie now. Danielle Marshall, right. Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry. Will Steph Curry get that record? Hell yeah.
He's going to break that.
He's going to get 14 in the game.
He's going to break that.
He's going to have 14.
He's going
to
break that.
You know, because the 12 that he hit this year, he was supposed to. One of them rimmed out.
Yep.
And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. And, dude, listen.
He's going to get that.
Steph Curry, man.
Ain't three threes a quarter.
Yeah.
He can do it.
He can do it.
Easily. He can do it easily.
Is he going to get those 400 threes this year?
No.
How many more you need? Eight?
No, he needed 20. It was 20, right?
It's 20. Nah. It's 15 with three.
He was 15 with
three games left. Yeah.
He had three the night before that. He had, I think we were talking about it. He had to make 12 in the last two games. I was like, he's not going to hit six against the Spurs, and he only hit four. So he needs eight tomorrow night.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Well, not tomorrow night, but then against the Grizzlies. Wednesday. Yeah,
right.
Never know.
You never know with that kid. Let's move on to 2003. He dropped 55 on Wizard Mike.
Mm.
Now listen. Now there was a fan in the crowd waving the sign that said "Goodbye, Michael. Hello, Kobe," and it was kind of a passing of the torch.
Mm-hmm.
And man, 40-year-old Mike, he tried his best.
23
points in the first half. It was scored 17 in the first half. Kobe.
Crazy. Insane.
Kobe had 42 in the first half.
Crazy.
He was trying to go at Mike.
Yeah. And that's what I like.
That's kind of because Mike wasn't Mike.
Yeah,
that's Wizard
matter.
Mike.
It don't matter.
But it's still Mike.
Yeah. He can say that. Hey, I hit 40. You was still playing?
Yeah.
I hit 40 on you.
He ended up with 55, dog.
Yeah. See, look, I think LeBron, that's my boy. LeBron he would take a shot. He'd pass the ball.
Nice and joking.
Yeah.
And they asked him after the game, you know, Michael Jordan's 40. How you feel about going to him like that? He said, it doesn't matter how old he is.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan will always be Michael Jordan. And nobody knows that better than Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
End quote. Listen, jeez, man. 55? Putting on a show.
Now, he broke the Lakers all-time record for points and a half, by the way.
With that 42?
Yeah.
42 is a lot and a half.
The record
dog.
Was 37 by Elgin Baylor. So he broke that.
Yeah.
In that game, he had 23 straight points. It's crazy. At one point, he had 30 of the Lakers' 38.
Yeah.
It was another efficient game.
Yeah.
15 of 29 from the field. 9 of 13 from the three.
That's like Kyle Lee Watson on NBA 2K. I'm playing my player.
He don't miss.
Nah, almost there.
So, 2003 was a good year.
Oh, this is a year, man. Yeah.
He averaged 40 plus for a month February.
This is what, number eight?
Yeah, this is
number eight. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You still got to do 24.
He averaged 40.6 points. Now, he went on the streak from February 9th through February 23rd. He scored at least 40 in nine straight games. He scored 46 against the Knicks, 42 and 51 against the Nuggets on back-to-back nights, 46 against the Spurs, 40 against the Knicks the second time, 52 against the Rockets, 40 against the Jazz, 40 against the Trailblazers, 41 against the then Seattle Supersonics. That's insane. Filthy.
And let me tell you the crazy thing about that, Weezy. He did it twice in his career. He did it again in 2006.
I'll tell you, man.
People don't get this dude enough credit, man. How do you average 40 twice in your career in a month?
That's insane.
That's insane, dog.
That's crazy.
You do what you want when you pop.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, I was trying to add in more dunks. And the brain trust here said, nah, man. Come on, man. It's too much, man.
You can only
it's
talk dunks, about the man. Dunk. Yeah. I mean, because it don't have the same effect.
That's the stats.
As seeing the dunk.
And I get that.
Because it's a dunk.
But.
You know what I'm saying? It's still 2 points.
Yeah.
Now, if we could show,
show
the dunk. And then we talk about it, got a little more to it.
More ump to it. But,
yeah. But it's still a dunk.
Yeah, Dwight Howard. I think it's filthy. It's one with him. When he got Rajah Bell. He got nasty on Steve Nash, and then this
one. Who's the UNLV one?
Oh, it was Ben Wallace. Oh. That was early in the game. Oh. Yeah, it was a young Ben Wallace when he was playing in Washington. But he got Dwight Howard in 2004, man. And he had 41 that night. And after the game, you know, like, well, later in the season, they said, man, you remember when you dunked on Dwight Howard? He said, oh, yeah, I remember that. I turned him into a defensive player of the year that year. Kobe Bean Bryant. The GOAT, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to let that one go.
Nah.
Let's move on to 04. Now, Reuben Patterson walked around and said he's a Kobe style.
Kobe style.
Mistake.
Yeah. And, you know, they had the Lakers. One of those things, and I'm going to go through a bunch of people that were, they said they were all Kobe stoppers. Reuben Patterson, he's dropped 50 on him twice.
Work.
Rajah Bell, 51 on him.
Work.
AK-47, 52 in three quarters. Ron Artest, 36 points in 36 minutes. Bruce Bowen, 42 points seven times.
Jesus.
Quentin Ross, 50 points. Hold on,
stop.
Yeah.
He dropped 42 points seven times on Bruce Bowen?
Yeah, most definitely. Andre Iguodala, they never, you know they only beat the Spurs like two or three times in his whole career though in the regular season?
That's not matter.
Yeah, he worked them though. Andre Iguodala, 48. Shane Battier, 56. Josh Howard, 62 in 33 minutes. And Steve Blake, 50 and two dunks on him. So this is the thing. Those are people that you're supposed to say so-called Kobe stoppers from, the you know, during his heyday.
Shut your mouth.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Right.
You played yourself.
Most definitely.
Most definitely.
All of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew. Now, in 2005, he does it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we just spoke. He went 56 in three quarters, right?
Right.
Nah, that ain't enough.
Nah, it wasn't enough.
62 in three quarters against the Dallas Mavs.
Listen, man.
But this,
I watched that game.
This is the crazy part about it. He literally had outscored the Dallas Mavericks team by himself. He had 62, and the Dallas Mavericks had 61 points. The score was 95-61 in the third.
Right.
And he had 62. The entire Mavs team had 61. So, again, what happened? He set the entire fourth quarter.
Yep.
Another efficient game.
Because they had a 34-point lead. He had to get out of there.
33 minutes. Think about that now. In 33 minutes, you scored 62.
And that was on Josh Howard.
18-31.
And Josh Howard had that D.
He shot 25 free throws. Made 22.
He could have had 80 that night.
If he played the whole court.
Like,
the
last dead serious.
Months, yeah.
He could have had 80 that night.
Could have.
Easy. Man, that's insane.
And then 22 days later, what did he do? He dropped 81 on Morris Peterson, Jalen Rose.
That was it.
That did it.
That's when he kind of became
Kobe
Black
Bryant.
Mamba.
Right. That was Black Mamba. Like, it was one of those points where I'll never forget. Somebody said, man, Kobe got like 70. And I said, you guys say what? I had to get to the crib to see what was going on. And I walked in, he had 77. And I was thinking, damn. I didn't think in my like basketball time, just watching basketball, I was going to be able to see anything. Like 80 points.
Will we ever see it again?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Now listen, guys. Now the people we seen, Russell Westbrook go for 40 when he want to.
You got to get
40 more though.
40 more.
I'm just saying. We're seeing Stephen Curry shoot the ball crazy. We're going to see 60 or 70 points. Maybe 80.
I can see 70.
Not 80.
But it's 81.
80.
81. Like, bro, that's a lot of points, bro. Come on, man.
He shot the ball 46 times. But made 28 shots.
That doesn't sound undoable for Stephen Curry.
Why not?
28 shots.
He never shot 46 shots.
I'm telling you, but what if he does shoot 46?
I don't think he will.
I just don't see anybody getting 81. But records, like you said, are made to be broken. I didn't think anybody was going to get 72 and 10.
I sure didn't.
I should have bet y'all on that. But anyway.
Yeah, nah, but ceiling. But moving on, killing the Suns.
Right.
And
this is the time right here.
Yeah.
Where we have the switch.
Yeah. This is the first 24 moment.
Yeah. Right now.
Okay. So you look at it with this team, it was a back and forth a lot with Rajah Bell right here. Rajah Bell was fouling him. I remember he clotheslined him. He got suspended.
He did.
Super clothesline to the neck. Yeah. Kobe Bryant gets up clapping and it was on after that.
Woke up a monster.
Yeah, now he woke up the monster. And then even with Lamar Odom, he had a pedestrian 25 points out there. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant just put him on his back, dog. Mm-hmm. He just, they were down by as many as 8 points with no timeouts. He had an unbelievable layup, couple of shots in OT, and they won that game. It's and crazy. Lakers took a 3-1 lead and they never lose it after that. But I think this is one of those things where you say Kobe Bryant by himself, no Shaq. He had some extras with him. He had Smush Parker then. He had, what's the kid's name? Lamar Odom, of course. Mm-hmm. And he had Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher was trash then, man. I saw Derek Fisher. He was on NBA Game Time this week. And I can't even look at him the same. He was up there. He was just talking. I was thinking, like, this dude right here, man, he's a sucker, man. I hate that dude, man.
He still mess with her, too, don't he?
And he goes with her.
That's insane.
Man,
that's insane, man. So, later on in that year,
mm-hmm.
Kobe does it again.
Yeah, he did.
November 30th against the Jazz. He went for 30 in the third quarter. And he scored 52
yeah.
in the game against the Jazz.
AK-47.
I think that's AK-47.
Yeah.
See, that's getting run in your mouth.
Don't run that mouth.
Just be quiet.
Just shut up.
Be quiet.
Yep. Thanksgiving massacre.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just yeah, I mean, almost definitely. Now, you know, a lot of players score 30 points in a game, but doing it
in a quarter.
It's rolling.
At least you know how Clay did that 37.
Ooh.
37. Cooking show.
Now, in 2007, Kobe Bryant had 50 in 4 straight games. No, you're not hearing me.
Yeah, I hear you.
2 of which were 60-point games.
And 1 was 65.
And the streak ended at 4 games, but the next night he had 43.
I remember Jeez. That. I watched ESPN every night. He had 50 again.
Listen,
I remember that.
65? That's 5 from 70.
And he did not win MVP that year.
Nope.
Steven Nash won. That's the disrespect that I'm talking about Kobe Bryant. There's no way that you can go and they weren't. The team wasn't good though. They were.
That was the problem. Yeah, that's
they
why
were the AC in
yeah,
the West.
That's why.
But if you look at it, come on, man.
He was carrying them. He was carrying them because
night in and night out.
That was the year they didn't think they were gonna make the playoffs,
right?
Because at the time, I think they were like 33-32,
right?
And then he went on a tear,
yeah.
And they finished like 38-32,
yeah.
And it kind of gave them enough space to make the playoffs.
Right.
Which they wound up getting beat in the first round, but still, didn't nobody think they were going to make it that far.
Yeah, no, nah, most definitely. That's just one of them times when you say, dude, like, there's no way. Moving on to MVPs. Guy's first and only MVP in 2008. I think, for real, Kobe Bryant should have at least 2 MVPs, maybe 3. Shaq should have 3, for sure.
Yeah.
But for him to only have 1 MVP, dog.
It don't even look right when you look at his accolades.
It's crazy.
It don't even look right.
I don't know, but yeah, he got there in 2008, and he only averaged 28-6-5.
Only.
But the year before that, he averaged 29.
But they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That the year he averaged 28, he averaged 28, and they won 57 games.
And they had the best record in the Western
yeah.
Conference.
Yeah.
So he had to win that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next year,
mm-hmm.
in 2000, I mean the same year, I'm sorry,
that summer.
Summer year. It was the first time he got his gold medal.
Right.
Now, this was coming off the last Olympics where the USA had won bronze in 2004.
Right.
So, you know, he came back and played with the young boys, excluding D-Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tayshaun Prince was a little kind of vet on the team a little
right.
bit. And what made it so special is not that he was killing in the Olympics like that,
mm-hmm.
But it was in the championship game. It was a close game. It was back and forth. And in the crunch time, he just sealed the deal. He made a couple of threes.
Yeah.
Sealed the game, and the USA team wound up bringing the gold back to the USA.
Yeah.
It just showed that the will he has.
And throughout the whole tournament, he was, you know, he did his goatee like Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He wore number 10, again, one over Jordan.
One over Jordan. He need to quit that, man.
Mike, I mean, like Kobe, man.
He know what he doing,
he,
man.
Oh, he knows exactly
he know what
he doing.
Was doing, man.
Most definitely. Now, let's move on to 61 at MSG. Now, no other player has scored more than 55 in the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
This dude went and got 61
mm-hmm.
in the Kobe 8.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him.
And you scored 61 and only hit 3 threes.
So that's just work. He just working. Who was on there? Who's the 2 guard in 2009?
Who knows? I have no idea.
I don't know who got them 61, but.
Sheesh.
That's Kobe for you.
Yeah, man.
He's not going to let nobody outdo him.
Yeah.
He's going to do what you say he can't do.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Kobe.
Melo went and got 62. Yeah. Broke his record. Yeah. But still holds the highest mark for an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Steph had 55 in MSG.
Yeah, I remember that. That's when it's coming out party
style. That was,
He went double nickel.
Yeah, he went double nickel. But man, like, Kobe was cooking that year. This was his year. This was his first year.
What what game was that when he did his Big Balls dance? I remember they had the white jersey on. It was 24 for sure.
Yeah, it was at home.
I don't know what game that was.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Now, in 2009, late in that year, this is the major moment that he really solidified who he was, because all the time everybody's saying he can't get it done without Shaq. Can't get it done without Shaq. Well, in 2009 against the Magic, he won his first ring without Shaq. He averaged 32.4 points over 7 assists and almost 6 rebounds.
Yeah, man.
It was also his first finals MVP.
Yeah, man.
So this was like
that was sweet. I remember this. No, for real. That's when Wayne made the song.
Yeah.
After this one.
Yep.
You know, for real, he needed this.
Yeah,
like, Kobe Bryant needed that championship.
Just to say he could get it done.
Just to say. And you could tell he's supposed to win. He's supposed to win the first one when they lost to, they went to three straight finals.
Was it?
Boston.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Then they played Orlando. And then they played Boston again.
He got his get back.
He got his get back. But all-time leading scoring Laker history.
2010.
Yeah.
February 1st.
Yeah.
In his 14th year with the Lakers, they were playing the Grizzlies, and he passed Jerry West to become the Lakers' all-time leading scorer. Now, going into the game, he only needed 29 points to pass West, but what did he do? He can't just be Kobe.
Nah.
He just can't be average.
No.
He scored 44.
Yeah.
Only needing 29.
Yeah. You got to go get a 40.
16 to 28 shooting.
He had 35 tonight.
He always killed Memphis. You know that? He always killed. He had what?
35 tonight.
Yeah.
He's going to go for 40 wins. He can try to go for 40
Man,
wins.
Man, I need 60.
He ain't going to
He can't get 60.
He's not going to
get it. Who guard and wins?
Who
they playing?
Utah.
No, they play Utah.
Gordon Hayward?
Gordon Hayward, maybe the boy. What's the two guard? Burks.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, they can't do nothing with him.
Yeah, nah, but.
If he want to. He,
right.
If he want to.
You know what? He might go 30 piece.
He gonna get 30
because he's feeling good right now. He fresh. He gonna be fresh.
Fresh. Yeah.
They don't play. It's Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday.
He got 3 days.
But that's crazy. He's the all time leading scorer in Laker history.
All time.
So it's Magic's Kareem, who is the all time leading scorer in NBA history.
Right.
Jerry West. Man, the accolades that this dude has.
I learned a lot on this show. Some of the stuff I didn't remember. I didn't know.
And then that same year, they got a consecutive championship, right?
Right, 2010.
Right.
Beat the Celtics after losing to 2 years ago in the finals, like we said.
Right.
He averaged 28.6 in this one.
Yeah.
And won finals MVP, which gave him his second one, and his fifth chip.
Now, he was a beast in this one.
Monster.
Because it was one of the things he was like, the first time they lost to Boston, he was like, that's the sickest I've been. He was supposed to, they supposed to win three in a row. Dead serious, they supposed to win three in a row. But, now he got there. My boy got five. Ended with five.
Yeah.
He's supposed to have at least six. I know he's sick about that. He wants seven. It'll be one more than Mike. We're going to get seven.
What's going to happen?
If he stay with Shaq, then Shaq leaves. He gets those two.
I think they win 10 championships.
No. They're not winning 10. I think they'll get five together.
Yeah.
And he'll get one by himself.
Yeah, that might happen.
That would have been about right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because when Shaq left the Lakers, where'd he go?
Miami.
And he won one. With D-Wade.
He
was done at that.
That's it.
Yeah, he showed, because he went to all bunch of teams.
Yeah, that was 06, right, when they won that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, he would have left. He probably played three more years there. That puts it right around maybe 08, 09. They win it in 2010 minus Shaq. Jackpot.
I don't know. They might not got Pau Gasol, though.
I think they still would have got Powers.
Gasol.
Yeah. No.
I'm telling you. They would have found a way, just like they're going to find a way to get Brandon Ingram or Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Either or.
So, we finish it off with what? In 2012, he became the youngest player to reach 30,000 points.
My God.
He did it in December at 34 years old. And who did he join the club of that only have four members? Jordan.
Yep.
Kareem, Karl Malone, and Wilt Chamberlain.
It's crazy. 30,000 of them things. Mm.
It's a lot of points.
So he's third all-time in scoring now.
Right.
And Carmelo, then Kareem.
Right.
Nobody's getting that. Well, somebody's going to get that Kareem, but they're going to have to play 19.
They're going to play forever.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think nobody's going to get it because I don't think nobody's going to be able to play that long.
Yeah, that's a long time. You got to have a lot of years. You got to come in high school or like, you know, a young boy like Devin Booker.
And come in killing.
Yeah.
Devin Booker killing right now.
Devin Booker's my guy. That's not my guy.
That's your man.
Okay. Thank you, Coach Lott.
That's your man.
Okay.
That's your man.
Don't ever play yourself. So, which Kobe was better, Coach Lott? Now, if you split up
10
to 10.
I'm going 8.
You 10 years with number 8, he'll be 88th in scoring. And under number 24, he would be number 103. But if you can only have one of the careers, where would it be?
I'm going 8.
Well, now, what's the case for 24? I think he was more efficient, like as far as his scoring.
Yeah, let's just say this. Who had the better career, him or Tim Duncan?
Career?
Career, accolades.
Tim Duncan.
I think career, Kobe Bryant.
I don't know. He got...
They both got the same rings.
They both got 5 rings. How many MVPs Duncan got?
2.
All right. He has...
Kobe got 2 gold
4
medals.
4 final MVPs.
Tim Duncan got no the gold
nah,
medals?
He got 4. Yeah.
Yeah, he got 4. Nah.
He might have 3 because I know got 1.
Did Dave Robson get that first one? Nah.
Dave Robson might have got that first one.
Look that up, Weez.
I know Tony Parker got 1.
Tony Parker did get 1?
He got 1. Tony Parker got 1 for sure.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Dave Robson might have got 1.
Yeah, if he only got 2.
He got 3. That means we'd only have 3.
Yeah, because he got 5, right? Yeah, right. I think he got 3.
Look that up, Weezy. But now, if you look at it, I think he was more efficient, man, as far as the score at number 24. Because his athleticism, like LeBron, went away, you would say, man, he compensated more in his mid-range game. He was a lot more efficient at 24. But on defense now, with 8, he was more durable, and he played better defense.
Yeah, but... I mean, you got 12 threes in the game, 24, yeah. 55, average 40.
Yeah.
62 and 3/4, yeah. 81.
81, yeah. And he was more, man, like if you look at it, during his first 10 regular seasons, he only missed 81 games. He missed 81 games in 2013 and 14 alone.
Right.
So I say 8, man.
That's why I said 8.
Yeah, because it's more memories.
Yeah.
In 8.
Huh?
I think, you know, he had more honors in number 24, but he deserved a lot more.
Tim Duncan got 3.
Tim Duncan got 3.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. So, I think 8.
I wasn't going
but 8. That's a hell of a career, man. You
great
hear what
career.
He said, man?
I tell you, I did not know. I didn't know all this.
That dude right there, man, special dude, man. I'm telling you, we'll never see a Kobe Bryant again.
We will.
And see, you got to watch.
We will.
Not like this.
You mean, okay, I see what you're saying. We might not see it.
Right.
I see what you're saying. We might not see it.
We might not see another Kobe
Bryant. And if you haven't watched the Kobe Bryant documentary.
Oh, it made me. I ain't going to lie. After watching that documentary.
It makes you go a whole lot of respect for Kobe.
I gained a whole lot of respect for
it. Oh, you talking about the one that was on Showtime?
Yeah, yes. Where they got the pictures on the wall.
Yeah, man.
I ain't going to lie. It made me start liking Kobe Bryant.
Because the injury. He
bounced back from.
He bounced back.
Yeah.
But then he hurt it again.
Yeah.
It hurt him.
Yeah, that took a lot
it
out.
It hurt him.
It's my boy, man. I got to get that 2-4. I mean, yeah, I got to get that 2-4. I only have any 2-4 jerseys. I got to get one of those.
Better hurry up.
Nah, they'll be there.
No, they're going to be there for sure.
Yeah, they'll be there.
It's going to be a ticket with it, though.
It's going to cost you,
though. Might cost you a little.
Remember, that cost you a lot.
Might cost you a lot.
Yeah, but it's going to cost
you. But it's going to cost you.
Kobe Bryant, man. Kobe. We had to do a show for my dog, man.
Yeah, we had. When they come around like him, man, and they go out.
What do some little... Will LeBron right have a
yeah.
Whole,
yeah.
Yeah.
He got... Yeah.
LeBron
yeah.
Gonna have a show, man.
Yeah.
He gonna have more... And he gonna surprise you too much.
Yeah, he gonna surprise. LeBron did work.
Oh, he got some stuff,
he still
now.
Got like 3-4 more years.
He got some
of
stuff,
really
man.
Good years.
He just had... He left some rings on the table.
He left a lot on the table.
He left some rings on the table.
Chasing rings, though. Being soft.
Kobe never chased rings.
Twinkie, though.
Kobe never chased rings.
He thought about it a lot, though.
He was almost ready to.
Come to the Bulls.
Yeah. He was ready to.
Shaq was there. He was like, man, I got to get out of here. But now, it's another one.
Man.
Kobe Bryant, man, I'm telling you, I'm locked in on Wednesday. I'm not moving. you know, I'm gonna record
come
it.
Come on at 9:30.
I might shed a tear.
You might.
I might shed a tear.
He might.
I hope not.
He might.
That's my guy, man.
I'm not, but he might.
I'm not either.
That's my dog.
I might not even watch.
Nah, that's yeah, a lie.
That makes. Now he ain't gonna watch it. He's stupid.
Damn.
God. My bad, man.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
When people like
any red blooded American, type
like a person like that is going out.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the.
I watched Jeter. I watched Jeter go out. I almost shed a thug tear for Jeter. My dog.
You know who I didn't watch go out? Oh. Pacquiao.
Nah, I ain't watch Pacquiao.
They said Pacquiao went out.
Yeah, he went out with a blast, yeah, though. He's full of that juice, though.
Oh, you know.
Clear juice.
Yeah, why not?
He's knocking people out and everything. Right, why he knocked Bradley out twice.
He knocked him down twice.
He knocked him down twice.
But he lost the fight.
No, he didn't. Who lost the fight?
Come on, man.
Who lost the fight?
I heard Bradley got a split decision or something like that.
Man, go home, man.
You need to stop that.
Not for
man.
Real, man.
What is wrong with you, man?
Why would you say that out loud, man?
Come on, man.
I just got people listening to this show.
You need to stop listening to them.
Whoever
your plug is,
that's just what I heard.
You need to unplug.
You went to the school of the blind today, didn't you?
It's the barbershop, gal.
Man, no way.
You're damn lying. We're not putting in no bar. Ain't no barbershop opening on Sunday.
Don't you do that.
Get out of here, man.
Quit that, man.
That's just my bad. I thought I heard.
No, you didn't. You was asleep.
Yeah. Something soft and light skin. Discombobulated.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Another show in the books.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everybody. We got some new stuff popping off. Let us know what you think about some things. If you don't like what you do like, let us know.
Let us know. Talk to us.
Yeah. Sorry we kept you a little late tonight.
But it was Kobe Bryant. It was worth it.
It was a lot of stuff to talk about with Kobe, yeah, man. You had to know.
And Tyler Summit.
Yes, sir.
You played yourself.
Congratulations.
Teriyaki sound.
Stay about the South.
We out of here, man. I'll stay easy.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thanks again for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch prior episodes, remember to visit the website at www.ondecktvnetwork.com.